broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We're
on. My fault. We're just sitting here, just chit-chatting and talking and talking to Sophia and Kyle, and it was very good.
Yeah, they were. They were excellent.
Yeah,
yeah.
So now we're sports talk.
Sports talk
with Bubba and Fee. With no Bubba.
Bubba is
Jack. Staying around. We're going to talk a little bit. Jack, we want to shoot the crap a little bit about the gala coming up.
Hey, it is coming up.
Coming up fast.
It is Wednesday, December 14th, correct?
14th, yes. I think that's what we decided, yes. Yep.
And we're changing it up this year. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had it down at the Ambassador Park for what, last
couple years? 2 or 3, yeah.
Yeah. And it has worked out well, but we have an opportunity to move it to the pavilion down by the pool.
Well, that'd be perfect.
And with it being kind of a sheltered place and being right in town, I talked to the town people, and Randy said it sounds good to him.
No problem.
So it'll be a lot less work to get ready. I know Bill worked his ass off.
Yeah, Bill and I, last year we...
Bill and Smitty and Tom Wood and a whole bunch of
people.
Yeah,
there's a lot of work to it.
Building a shelter.
This will be a little easier,
basically what they did.
Yeah.
Chuck's work will be about the same.
Yeah, but he's still got to get his equipment done.
He's got a lot of work to do, but Bill and other guys, without having to build shelters... And
that'll save a little bit.
A lot.
Yeah, so it'll be December 14th. Mm-hmm. I think we usually start at 7 o'clock and go till 10 or 10:30,
something like that,
or 11 or midnight, whenever we get done.
Yep. You much the same plan as we've had in the past. We'll line up some entertainment to keep us to keep us amused. And
you're gonna have your work cut out. Last year was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
There was a lot of pretty good
singers. If you can just kind of come close to that, that'll be pretty good.
That'd be good.
Wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. It's amazing as kids graduate and they move out and this happened. And then you have this new group of kids that come up and they're just as talented as the group that left. And so.
Yeah, and they. 12 Days of Christmas is always just excellent.
Oh, we get better with A every year.
Only because we can't get worse.
Yeah, that's true.
We get better only because we can't get worse.
Mm. So, but it promises to be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, that the need's going to be out there.
That's why we're doing it, yeah.
We've also had an offer from... And I won't share yet, but we've had an offer from a local business lady to get some groups together to decorate drive, past the pool and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you go out there now and you picture that area with Christmas lights, that is going to be
It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. Plus, I think it gives us a little bit more of a... The thing about the Ambassador is we didn't get the personal thing as much because there's only a few people could get in our little tent. Yep. This is a little bit bigger, it'll be out of the wind and out of the rain, snow, whatever. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, and in the past, people have been a little leery about getting out of their cars and coming up there and didn't know if they were allowed to.
We love it. We love it.
Yeah, we would welcome people, and there likes to be places to sit there too. But
And we're still going to have our big thing out front where you can dump your money and go.
I don't want to mess around.
Just want to dump my money and I want to go. And
we will have a drive-through
yep
thing. We'll have Santa there.
Yep.
You know, we'd love to have a couple of groups out, you know, outside that might sing while the shenanigans are going on inside.
Ooh, that's a pretty neat idea.
Carol idea. That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So, yeah. So we'll put it all together. Let's see. Knowing us four guys.
Start on about, what, December 12th?
Yep.
That should be about right.
We'll pull her all together.
Should get her done in 2 days.
A day and a half. So everybody expect about 9,000 phone calls December 12th. But I tell you what, it is a labor of love for a lot of people, and we'll do it this year and see what next year brings.
I agree.
Ryan Guggenbiller from Fort Fuel has committed a percentage of his sales during the month of October and November towards this, and I think that's cool as
hell.
Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yes. And when, like, you know, Ryan and I talked, he asked for, you know, some of the details, and I, you know, totaled up, and the community has raised a little bit over $520,000.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's
and it all came from Bubba's idea. Let's see if we can raise $1,000, and I had a heart attack.
Let's do $1,000. I think we can do it.
And you know, I
thought that was a little ambitious.
Yeah. I totaled it up, and we're well over 100 families that we've helped now. And
that's what it's all about.
Shoot, if you can do stuff like that,
yeah,
and wake up with a headache the next morning.
You a good one too, usually.
Life is good.
I tell you what, so, and one thing I would want to say, Jack, is I know, Jack, we keep our ears open, we listen for people, but if you have people that you know of, because a lot of people know that somebody is struggling and they're not letting us know, you know, and if there's any way, if you have somebody out there you think could use money, help, let us know. You know, let us know, because that's what we're doing this for.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I think there's an assumption that everybody knows what everybody else knows, you know. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing I can promise you, it's that me and Fee aren't the two sharpest knives in the drawer.
No.
And, you know,
that's a mean thing to say.
But true.
Well, true. Maybe, but I don't know.
But, you know, it's just sometimes we don't know what certain families are, you know, going through, and man, if there's a way we can help, we would love to. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and our listeners, our people that donate, give us the ability to do that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you guys decide who gets it and write the checks, but that's not our money.
No.
That is the money of all of these dozens, all probably hundreds of people in town and around the area.
I feel like people, you know, a lot of you want to donate, you know, and help people out like that, but a lot of times you don't know where it's going. Well, you know where this is going.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of keep it, and Jack does a great job of keeping it updated of who we've gave money to and who we've helped out.
Yeah,
and,
you know, no administrative fees.
Yeah.
And in fact, being, you know, like in the last couple of years, $100,000 to $200,000 that we're putting in the Fort Recovery Community Foundation, the more money they have, the better interest rate they get. So actually, we're also helping to make some, not a whole bunch of money, but some money, for their interest in that. You know, the more money they have in the fund, the better interest rate they can get on all of the $6 million of funds they have. So, you know, that it's besides what we're giving out, the community fund also, or community foundation also gets a little bit of money from that. So,
you know, and we know, we are realistic enough to know that in some of these cases, the, you know, money that we give, it doesn't change a whole lot for this person, for this family, you know. And you know, we have several that we've donated to in the past that are no longer with us, you know. But we We also know that during that time when they were here, we gave them one less thing to you know, worry about.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And also showed them that there's hundreds of people behind them and rooting and praying for them and doing what they can. There isn't anybody in our whole area that can go fix somebody's cancer or go do whatever this may be.
Yeah.
But when you know that there are people behind you, that's a big, big deal.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know whether we necessarily, I don't know whether we've ever said no to anybody. You know, there's probably been a case or two where because of somebody's location compared to Fort Recovery or compared to Mercer County, it just didn't seem like a good fit. But man, we try to give something to everybody
that
comes to us.
Yeah, so. I can't remember when I think it was last year, somebody figured up, I think they said there were 14 different communities that we had given something to people in that area. I don't remember what it was. It's way more than just Fort Recovery or even Mercer County.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
So everybody put on your calendar December 14th.
The 14th. Can't wait.
7 to 10 or 7 to 11 or 7 to whenever Chuck pulls the plug on us.
Yeah, whenever we. Or Rocker falls out of his chair.
Yeah. So Neil, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break and me and Harold come back and we'll try.
We'll act like we're talking about sports.
Do a little sports.
And we'll try to talk a little bit about sports.
We can do that.
We'll be back right after this.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need for your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice, and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. And it's a good idea to order your holiday party trays now so they can avoid supply chain issues and have everything you need when it's party time in a few weeks. And you want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and some of their fresh pastries. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
They did the Monster Mash.
Halloween festivities in Fort Recovery will be held on Sunday, October 30th. The traditional Halloween parade will start at the High School Commons at 3 o'clock and it will end at Vantrees Park, where the costume judging will start around 3:30. There will be prizes awarded in several categories of costumes. Then it's trick-or-treat time from 4 to 6. Residents, please turn on your porch light if you want the trick-or-treaters to stop. And trick-or-treaters, please only stop at the houses with their porch lights on. Sunday, October 30th, Halloween fun in Fort Recovery. Parade starting at the High School Commons at 3, costume judging at Vantrees Park at 3:30, trick-or-treat from 4 to 6.
They did the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library this week. Here's your chance to get some great bargains on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargains anytime this week at your library during their used book sale. Head up to your library to find some treasures all this week during normal library hours.
We're back with Bubba and V.
Bubba and V. I love that.
You gotta love that.
I see it. Libby is so awesome. She's just...
She is awesome.
I love that.
We're back here at Sports Talk, Bubba and V, Wednesday night. It's no Bubba, but we got Jack.
Got me.
Absolutely.
So how many grandkids you got?
I got three and two on the way.
Two on the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
You guys ain't messing around.
The kids ain't messing around. Well, they are messing around, I think. Something's going
well,
on there.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know.
So do you know the sex of these?
Actually, Cody is going to find out Friday.
Oh. Is he going to tell you?
Well, he said he would, but I don't know. We'll see.
He'll tell you, and you won't know whether to believe him.
Yeah. Who knows?
That's where Jordan was. He told us, and he had called us... and shows a picture of a baby and said something like, "Meet Elroy."
Okay.
Here, it wasn't his baby.
It wasn't his kid.
Hadn't even had the kid yet.
That's pretty funny.
So, sports.
Yep.
Falls are kind of winding down here.
Yeah, fall sports is about done.
Volleyball,
I know, volleyball team. Took one on the chin Monday night. Neil, you were up there.
Yeah.
Seeing it was 3-1.
Yeah, we didn't play. In my head, we weren't synced like we had been the last four, five, six games. We were really playing well together, and something just seemed out of sync. I couldn't put my finger on it. If you gave me $1 million, I couldn't tell you what it really was. But
so often, you know, when you have a game like, you know, senior night and you play against New Bremen and you play really well, you know, and it's hard to duplicate that.
It is. It drains them a little bit.
Two or three nights later.
I know it. My daughter playing all the volleyball games I watched, you would go into some games thinking confident, you know, we're better than this team. And you'd get your butt kicked, and then you go to the next one and think, oh my God, we're going to get killed tonight. And we'd win.
Yep.
You know, I think it's just the way it is. But volleyball team had a growing year, I would say. You know, it was a bunch of young girls. How many seniors did we have? Maybe
I think four.
Three or four, something like that.
There's four. Did you grab those papers that were over there?
That's the football stuff, though, right? There's a volleyball
I put the volleyball, I think, on top, maybe, or on the bottom. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's the volleyball there.
Yep. We have four of them. Audra Bupp, Allison Follenkamp, Grace Klinkshern, and Faith Wendell. We appreciate your time, girls. I mean, that's a lot of time they put in. That's a lot of work. They've had some great games. I mean, we had some great games this year. They got a little roll, like Neil said. They had four or five wins in a row there, I think, and started to get it. And I think we finished the season on an up.
You know, yes.
Other than getting beat at the end there. I'm sure they were a little disappointed in that, because I'm sure they wanted another shot at Parkway. But
yes, and I was up there, and the Parkway girls were sitting in front of me, and they were cheering for us as loud as they possibly could.
Is that right?
I don't know if they just... I think it was because they liked us, not because they thought they were going to beat us.
Right. Cheering on us. I'm sure they didn't want to cheer on your MAC school.
Yep. But. And it wasn't like, ooh, clap, 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 I'm good. No. I'm glad. They were jumping up
and
down.
They were
fired up. It was really good.
I seen where the MAC girls were 4-for-4 last night.
Yeah.
In fact, I think Delphus won and New Knoxville won. Both, you know, that was kind of everybody on the bottom of the pack, and they both got W's last night. Of course, now they got to play each other, so it's not going to be good. But
I mean, you know what? You just have the feeling the same thing's going to happen in football. You know, where you know we'll have six teams make the playoffs. There might be even
could get more than that. Never.
It could be a thing like I believe it was last year or the year before, where you have two. MAC schools going for the state championship.
It's kind of crazy
as that may seem.
It is crazy.
It's not unusual.
We don't even think much about it anymore because you kind of just pencil Marion and Coldwater in the football state every year. You pencil them in.
And now Versailles
Versailles
come back.
Starting to get Bremen's better. Bremen's really starting to get good.
Minster is, I think, for real. And you know, who knows? Somebody like us, if somebody else would knock off a MAC school and we wouldn't have to play a MAC school, we could be there.
Yeah, you never know.
You just don't know. It's crazy.
Yep.
So, Neil, from a computer standpoint, I think we're 12th, right?
Yep. I think I have us and New Bremen underlined there, but that's the current computer point rankings in our, I think that's Region 28, I think, or something like that, whatever it is, our region in Division 7.
So that kind of match up like 1-16 and
yes,
probably
1-16, 2-15, and so forth. Yeah. Right now, if we're 12th, we'd be playing 5. Is that right?
Which is New Bremen.
Which is New Bremen.
Yeah, and that could definitely happen. But there's a whole lot of things that can change that.
And 6 is Minster.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if we get a little better, we could catch them. If we catch in between, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
With losing last Friday, we lost all hope of being in the top 8.
Yeah, but and there's some things that home game's gone now too, probably.
Yeah, yeah. That could, you know, some things could happen, and we could end up anywhere. I think the thing I saw in the paper today or yesterday was anywhere from 10-14.
You know, you almost, as a coach, I know we'd never do it. You never do these things. But as a coach, you would almost want to look at them things and say,
do we want to win?
Yeah, if we lose, we're going to play some team we're going to beat.
Yeah. You know what? I'd rather.
Or, but if we win and they win, we're going to play New Bremen or we're going to play Marion.
Yep.
I guarantee you, you'll be thinking, well, no, maybe.
So do we want to face New Bremen or Riverside?
Riverside. Oh, let's see. That shouldn't take too long to figure out.
Yeah, but do you intentionally, and especially St. Henry, do you intentionally lose to them?
Oh, yeah, that's, but if that's couple, not going to happen.
But if a couple of things would happen and St. Henry would beat us, they could get in.
Oh,
right
is that
now,
right?
Right now they have zero chance. They have a chance if they beat us.
Yeah.
But we don't want to do that, especially St. Henry. Don't want to say, here, let us help you get in there.
No.
They've never done us any favors.
No,
so.
I guarantee you, Coach Niekamp. That's always one he's got penciled on he's got that on the list from the beginning of the season. He loves beating St. Henry.
No doubt.
Tough loss for us last week, Jack. We just couldn't get things going right. As good as we played against Parkway, we just didn't play very good against them. I honestly believe, Calpy and I said, you know, if we play them 10 times, we win 5 of them for sure. Yep. I mean, I would guarantee we would win 5 of them.
We didn't have an answer for their for their offensive attack at all.
No, their running back, it was like he was shot out of a cannon out of the backfield. He went right through.
You looked about like the Minster game. You
identical.
Were.
That and I don't know what that is. If our run defense is just, I mean, is weak or that, and there's something's wrong there. You know, I don't know, but that's tough.
I can't remember where it was, but I think they kept running to a certain point in their line behind, I'm thinking maybe the left side. But anyway, I'm thinking they might have found a matchup where they had an offensive lineman
defeat
our defensive lineman and it, with a particular matchup.
You know, I don't know if, you know, I know nothing about football. I've never played it. I don't know nothing, you know.
But you like to watch it.
But I love watching it. And I listen to people, you know, and you know, every time that you can't stop the run, they tell you, put a bunch more in the box, you know, get 9 guys in a box, get 10 guys in a box, whatever you got to do. Maybe that's what we did, and it, because, man, it seemed like once he got through the line, it was goodbye. There was nobody around.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a minute, where is our guys? But I'm sure that's probably, you got to try something different to try to stop that kid, but he was good. He was good.
Yes, against us, he was an excellent runner.
Yeah.
And the quarterback did okay on the passing. And
he didn't pass very much. You know, their first drive was 65 yards, and they were all runs.
Yeah, and
same
I think
kid.
It was the same guy every
same kid.
I think it was 7 or 8, 9 plays, and
was like,
he ran every time, and we didn't, you know.
But, you know, and we did. We got the ball. We were down 8, and we were waiting for the punt. They were punting to us. Not much time, maybe 2 minutes left. We had enough time to play, you know, enough time to drive it down to tie the game. And they faked it and ran it all the way for a touchdown. 40 yards for a touchdown. It's like, how does that happen?
How's that possible?
I mean, it was like we went from, wait a minute, we're in this. You know, you're excited, and then all of a sudden, oh, no, what is that?
I wanted to say out loud, watch for the fake, and I thought, they're not going to do that. It's 4th and 5 or something.
Yeah, it was like 4th and 5 or something, but, man, he was, like, wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Ohio State guy the time before when they, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, when they did that fake punt because it was just wide open. You know, we were up 40 points and did a fake punt, and they were not happy.
You know, I don't think, college, I would say they do tell that punter, you know, if you look and there's absolutely nobody there and you got to get 4 yards, go get it. High school, I doubt they're not going to give a kid the option because he's going to say, well, I thought I could make it. You got tackled in the backfield.
We did let Darian do that, but most of the time it wasn't.
Yeah, he would do it once in a while.
Yeah, he would do it, because that was always dangerous when he was back there.
Did you happen to watch the Coldwater Versailles game?
I didn't.
That was one of the best high school football games that I've watched in a long time.
I'm going to have to watch it. I kept thinking, because they were talking, they were telling us it was going to be on 43 or whatever it is. And I thought, I'm going to watch that thing. And I just never, I just forgot.
There's no way that Coldwater should have won that game, but you always had the feeling they were going to do it.
Well, when they tied it, I thought, if this thing goes overtime, I guarantee you I'm putting money on.
Yeah.
You know?
And they lost, Coldwater lost their quarterback in the second quarter. And it's tough. Now, they play Coldwater and Marion this Friday. And they are, I think it's tonight, maybe tomorrow night, they are selling 50-50 tickets at McSober.
I figured that, yeah. I've heard 50-50 is going to be insane.
Yeah, right? It is going to be insane.
It's incredible.
I think it's always been over 10,000, and I'm going to guess crazy. 15 or more.
It will be crazy.
So are the teams making it to the next level of playoffs in baseball that you wanted to?
Yeah, kind of. Although I can't stand the whole American League side I don't like, but I do like the
– Yeah.
I love San Diego and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think that's at least two teams ain't been there for a little while. And yeah, I'm tired of watching the Dodgers play Houston.
Yeah.
You know, and they're both good. I have a hard time rooting for Houston now. Ever since that cheating thing,
I know.
Boy, that's tough.
But I can never root for the Yankees.
I can't root for the Yankees because they just buy their championships. Yeah. And these guys cheat their championships.
In my head, I can't root for the Yankees, but I can root for Aaron Judge. I think he's just one of those players that's just a special player, and I could root for him. I'd like to see him hit 7 home runs every game,
and
the Yankees lose every single one of those games.
The only thing I know is that sometime in December, he's going to sign a contract worth about $900 million.
Oh, it'll be insane. will be insane.
I remember when Pete Rose had the possibility of being the first million-dollar player in baseball.
Yep.
Atlanta wanted to sign him, and they were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't do it, but he did sign for $990 with Philadelphia.
So he's close.
Yeah, he could have been the first million-dollar player in baseball history, and he wanted to go play for a winner, and I believe that they won a World Series.
They won the World Series, yeah.
So he made the right choice. You know, he could have made another, $10,000?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah, but he'd have lost it on betting on the Reds. So.
Yeah, probably did.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break, Neil. Come back, and we'll talk Buckeyes.
Yep.
We got a big Buckeyes are back this week.
Yep.
We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Our Indians football team will wrap up the regular season on Friday night as they go to the Wally Post Athletic Complex to take on the St. Henry Redskins. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game live, and the NFHS video will be available. Our pregame show will start at 6:40. Make your plans now to get to St. Henry on Friday night to help cheer on our Indians before they start the playoffs next week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
We're back on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Without Bubba.
No Bubba.
And he's out working or something.
Doing I had to work tonight. Wasn't happy.
And, yeah, I don't blame him. I'm having to work tonight. This is hard work back here. Just
yes,
kind of watching
is.
People talk.
Working hard.
Not really. But so we're going to get to the Buckeyes here in a little bit, but maybe just mention the football seniors.
Yeah, I can do that.
We did senior night.
Volleyball
night was on Thursday, and you mentioned those ladies. And,
yeah.
And the football was
football
Friday.
Seniors, yep.
Yep.
Jacob Heikamp and Chase Kaiser was another one. Ross Pearson, Kale Rammel, Big Bo Tin, Zane Shaver. And they did a nice thing for Wyatt Shaver, I thought.
Yes, I thought so, too. That was
very nice to put him in there.
And all the seniors had shirts with the same logo that they have on the back of their helmet.
Yeah.
They were all wearing shirts under their uniforms.
Had them under the uniforms or
something. Yep, that's a really, really good thing.
Yeah, it was a nice tribute to that.
So
point.
The kids that were, he was one of those that was absolutely dedicated to the program.
Yeah.
And I think everybody really liked him. And I never saw him play football, so I don't know if he's good or not, but that doesn't make any difference. If he's dedicated to the program, we love those kids.
Absolutely. I'll throw a few more at you here. I want to forget everybody that our senior cheerleaders were that night also, Lydia Brunswick and Mackenzie Koffenberger. Also, we had our cross-country runners, Megan Diller, Ethan Evers. And I think we had Isaac Lefevre was our lone golfer this year.
Yep.
And our band members were Jacob Hartke, my neighbor, Paul Homan.
Your neighbor at the shop.
My neighbor at the shop. I had all kinds of neighbors there. What else we got here? And Megan Kanapke. And that was all our seniors. Like I said, we really appreciate all the time you guys put in. That's a lot of work.
Yes.
And we sure appreciate it. Gives us some old farts something to do and watch the games, and we enjoy watching it.
And listening to the band.
Love when you have success. And yeah,
lots and lots of practice. And even if you weren't one of the stars of the county and or anything like that, you're
still number one in our hearts.
You are doing things that you will keep with you the rest of your life. The work ethic, all of that kind of thing, is a big, big deal.
That always helps. Absolutely.
Yep. Did I get the list of the all MAC? Look in there and see if I got the MAC volleyball team in there. I printed it off, but I'm not sure exactly where. I was thinking I put it with that set, but I don't know that for sure. I'll do a little looking here.
I probably missed it.
If he can't see anything.
Nope, I don't see nothing.
Nope, it ain't here.
We's out. Jackson, Buckeyes are back in action this week. At home, coming back to the Shoe, taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes.
You would think this would be a no-brainer. But
boy,
you
would think
this
so.
Is the type of game where the past few years, you know, like Purdue beat them a couple years ago. Iowa beat them a couple years ago.
You're exactly right. We've had them overlooks, but I feel like Ryan Day, he doesn't let that happen. I don't think too often.
We're a different team too than those. It's a different attitude, different defense.
Yeah. I mean, we got that. Well, I hate to say it, but we got that SEC mentality right now. Yeah. I think we're thumping teams, and we got better athletes at every position. I mean, it seems like when we're playing teams, we're pretty darn good.
Yeah. And you know, it really looks like it's shaping up to that November 23rd date or whatever.
It's going to be interesting.
Freaking Michigan game.
I hope they both win. I like to see them both win and go.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't nothing better when they're both undefeated.
Oh, my God. Well, but we.
And we got them at home.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
It'll be electric down there. It always is. It don't matter if they're 0-10. It'll be electric with Michigan game. But.
Yeah. And, you know, on paper, the Buckeyes were going to win last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't quite happen.
Me and Bubba laughed about that. You know, we were talking about, like, Cody, who's a big Buckeye fan, my boy. Well, they've never seen Ohio State lose to Michigan.
I know.
They're like, what rivalry? Oh, we win every year. And I say, no, this is unbelievable. How tough a rivalry this is.
Kind of is.
We win every year.
Yep.
And, you know, Michigan looked pretty good against Penn State.
They did. I don't think Penn State's that bad either. I think it's.
And they didn't look very good against some other teams. It's always scary when you play Michigan.
But I just think of the old Buckeye teams when we watched Jack, you know, and we always had a Terry Glenn or a Joey Gallo. We had one stud receiver. We got tons of stud receivers this year.
Yeah. Well, and one of the best receivers in the country is the third best on our team.
Oh, I know.
That's crazy.
One of them hadn't played yet this year.
The best one.
Yeah.
The best one ain't played yet.
What are you going to do?
The Jigba, he said, I can't even get on the field. He said, I'm the best receiver we got, and I can't get on the field right now. Man, oh, man. Then I thought, you know, that Henderson went down 2 games ago, you know, and I thought, oh, man, that's going to hurt us. That Williams, he's not that great. 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. He's the greatest player I've ever seen. Wow.
Even a really good, not necessarily even great running back, it appears that line is opening up holes that maybe we could walk
through.
And
that was against Toledo?
I think. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I found the MAC. Volleyball MAC. We got a couple of people on there.
But. Yeah, what we got here? So we got, looks like second team, Mara Pearson.
Yep.
And honorable mention for Tegan Fortkamp.
Yep.
For her.
Yep, and that's it for us. In another league, we'd probably have three on the first team.
Yeah, I would say there's a few more probably. But
yeah, but
got a lot of kids coming back here.
Yes.
I like that.
Yep.
I think that'll be a fun team to watch next year. I think Travis Guggenbiller will do a great job with them next year. And they'll be looking for more. All those close games that we lost this year, look for them to go the other way.
And like those numbers he was talking about last week, you know, we were averaging over 21. 20 points.
Yeah, 20,
per
between 20
set.
And 21 per set. That's pretty darn.
And we
you're
won,
competing
eight,
every
and we
game.
Won eight, yeah. eight matches.
That's pretty
that's
good.
Crazy.
And that's against. What was there? Like five teams ranked in the top?
Five or six.
He actually said that they have eight losses, or they had, eight losses to top 10 teams.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You know, that's the worst schedule I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I think,
but,
like Travis
most
said.
Most of it's Mac schools, so
Travis
you have to
said,
play them.
You know, Holly, you might want to lose. Ease up our non-league games. Let's ease up a little bit so I can get a W.
Yep.
You know, I think some of our non-league games were great teams, too, this year. It's like, man, oh, man. There's no rest.
Yeah, well, Fort Laramie, we play them every year. And that's a really good matchup, especially when we're good and they're good.
Yeah,
I think they're I think they were number six in the state or something like that. And we played them very well.
Played them good.
On a Saturday, and then on Thursday, we played New Bremen tough.
Yep.
Couldn't win a set, but we were right in there with every one of them.
Hanging in every one.
You know, I think it was Fort Laramie. They scored. I think it was the first set. It was 4-4. They scored 12 straight points. It was 16-4. And we lost 25-20. We outscored them by, we outscored them by 8 points after that. But they had that one run where we just couldn't handle that serve. And but after that, you know, we'd get 3-4 points in a row, and they'd get one. We'd get 3 or 4, and they limped their way to a victory in that
first. I really like that. I like Travis Guggenbiller. I feel like he thinks a little outside the box and stuff, and I like that. You know, and I'm sure them girls get their butts chewed once in a while, and they probably don't like it too well, but I like that. I mean, I think you got to light a fire in the kids.
And it seems like the girls enjoy playing for him.
I think so, too. I think so, too. You know, he's been here, JV coach, for, I'd guess maybe 4 or 5 years, and then he got the varsity job, and I think he's done a great job. I mean, I think he's got a great staff there working with him, and it looked like the junior high programs looked a lot better.
Yep.
So I think they're all coming. I think that's going to be a good team. Good team.
Yeah, his staff is basically all stars. All the way up.
He's
and
got
down.
Some good ones there. That's no doubt about that.
Yep.
We moving on to back to football. How about our Browns?
Who?
I penciled in 5 wins for us this year.
I'm done. Even after what's his name comes back?
I don't think it's gonna matter. I think we're gonna be so far out of it, it ain't gonna matter.
You know, and it's funny because I agree with you. And yet there's this little voice in the back of my head says,
it's that stupid Browns.
We beat Baltimore.
It's that Browns thing in the back of your head where we actually think we're going to win.
If, like, we beat Baltimore, we could be in first place in the division.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah.
The Jets and it beat is. I mean, the Ravens last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the couple games that they've had are just – The Jets game was disaster for the Browns. And then,
incredible.
You know, last week if he makes the field goal, there's two more wins. Then you got a completely different mindset for that team.
Yeah.
But that defense ain't very good.
Yeah, you know, and that was supposed to be the strength.
That was supposed to be our strength, yeah.
I hate their secondary. I just hate them. It just seemed like every time you can't give up a big play on 3rd and 14.
There it is.
They'll either rough the quarterback, or they'll have a pass interference call, or they'll absolutely not guard anybody, and the guy will score a touchdown.
Yep. You're exactly right. Just kills us. It's tough being a Brown fan.
What about Bengals? You know,
they got her back to the 500.
They were in the Super Bowl last year, and they're 500.
Yeah, they got a good squad or good schedule though. But they're playing some good teams too,
and when
they beat everybody but one team last year when it counted, so you know they should be, unless they're playing the best, you know, one of the two or three great teams in the league, they should just win.
Browns beat them twice last year.
Yeah, and you know what, these pro bettors know stuff.
Yes.
You know? Because
is it fixed?
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like it's fixed.
It's incredible.
First of all, you watch those lines, and it's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, if they say it's going to be 7, it will be 6, 7, or 8. It'll be right on money or one off.
And there's a 90% chance it'll change in the last 15 seconds of the ball game.
Yeah.
Because one of the teams will pick a field goal.
Yeah, exactly right.
Or miss a field goal.
Yeah.
It's
and you know what? I love watching the NFL. You can literally watch, let's see, there's 15 games each week.
Yeah.
You can literally watch 12 of the 15 games and know that it's going to come down to the final minute.
Oh, it does.
Two.
I mean, those games are where it used to be a team just dominated, went right through the league, and blew everybody out. Ain't happening anymore.
No.
I mean, ask Tom Brady and the Rams. I mean, nobody can win. Everybody's 500. That's like we are. I mean, we're 2-4, but like you said, if you happen to be Baltimore, you're in first place.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Fun stuff. Well, and then you see what happens to, like, if you have Aaron Rodgers on your fantasy team, if you have Tom Brady on your fantasy team, if you have Russell Wilson. I mean.
Disaster.
None of those guys are passing for over 150 yards a week.
Disaster this year.
Yeah.
But luckily, I haven't got Mahomes and Hurts.
I
two pretty good quarterbacks. Yeah. They get 20 points automatic every week.
Good. Win or lose, they get their.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You still in first place?
Yeah, still hanging in there.
All right.
You got Josh Allen anywhere?
No. I was going to take. It was either him or Mahomes. I took Mahomes. They're both about the same.
Yep.
They're both
if the Browns had taken Josh Allen?
No, he'd have broke his leg.
Yeah. It'd ruin his life.
Yeah. He'd have got arrested.
His leg snapped in half. I've never seen anything like this.
He'd be in the Arby's.
Oh, that's a Brown.
He'd be working at the Arby's drive-thru.
I told Cody, we were talking about our fantasy football, and we got Baltimore's defense, which was the number two best defense.
Yep.
They're the worst defense of all time. They got them. They can't stop anybody. So he said, should we get rid of them? I said, well, they play the Browns this week. So I say we keep them. I said, if they shut the Browns out, we'll be happy because we got fantasy points. And they said, if the Browns beat him up, they're going to win. And I told Goody, I said, you know what's going to happen. 45-42. Browns lose.
Browns lose.
We're to rage both ways. Unbelievable. Oh, shoot.
I can't see Browns scoring 42.
No.
Yeah, but there could be some fumble recoveries. There could
be
a defender falling down on a long pass. There's all kinds of things that can happen.
I don't know.
And especially when you're talking Browns.
As a Browns fan, this year I felt like, you know, with Brissett, you know, you had to think, this kid ain't very good. He's okay.
You hated him from
the get-go. I hated him from the get-go. And I ate my words after the first two or three games because he played pretty solid.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to get it back now. I ain't very good.
But the last two weeks.
But he also is I seen one of the tweets from somebody that said, I am not really expecting Chubb to get 12 carries and him to get 44 passes. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like we just looked over and said, "Oh, Belichick's got us. We quit. We ain't gonna run no more. We got to fake him out."
And I'll tell you what, you know, it happens a lot in the pros. You know, but those coaches have to see something, that make them make that call. You know, when like we talk about how Anna's running back, how they ran the same damn play against us, and we couldn't, you know. There has to be something that guys smarter than me and you see.
They see something, yeah. I'm sure there is. I mean, those line play and stuff like that, they have to see stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like our left tackles get destroyed. Yeah. We can't stop anybody, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
Or the other teams, this particular defensive lineman, you know, there's a little bit of a weakness there, and
something's
we have a
there.
Strong guy we can put there on him and make that hole every time.
Right, and a week ago, every Bengal fan was talking about Zach's play calling, you know, and how they have to take that away from him. Well, then they hook up for a 60-yard TD to win the game against New Orleans.
No, they love it.
Yeah. Life is good again.
Life's good.
Best coach ever?
Yep.
It's just one of those things that you just
shake your head.
And especially NFL, it's crazy.
Hard to guess on that. How about the old Tennessee Vols?
That was a fun game to watch.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm a Kentucky fan, and we hate Tennessee, but there ain't any way in the world I wasn't rooting for them.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't rooting for Tennessee? Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, get somebody besides Alabama in the SEC doing some big things. You know, Kentucky's football program is a lot better than it's been in the last two or three years
as it's
been since Bear Bryant was there 80 years ago.
Mm. you know, from the goalposts to the cigar smoking.
The goalposts out to the bar. Let's just take the goalposts to the bar.
Yeah.
Now, that's awesome.
And they got a pretty good fine for
and
that.
And they threw it in the river.
And then they threw it in the river. Okay, we've had a load of
And they threw it in the river.
Throw it in the river.
But then they caught hell, so they went in the river and got it
back out.
Yeah.
Oh, did they? I didn't hear that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Peyton Manning being there, you know, I just think he's the neatest.
He is the neatest bird
in the world.
Yep.
That was a freaking punch.
And that coach they hired. You got to love that. I mean, that guy comes out of nowhere, and he's tremendous.
Yeah, the SEC, do you remember what they fined him? It was $10,000, $100,000 or something.
I think it was $100,000.
I'll bet you they had some Tennessee backer.
Ten backers are like, I'll give it. Let me get it. I got it. Let me pay for this one.
The coach said, we do it every year.
Yep.
If they had the chance.
That's a classic. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
That sucker there.
Absolutely.
Well, Jackson, you got anything else?
I don't think I have anything. The cross-country boy that finished.
High camp.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's pretty good.
We got to give a shout-out to him. Holy moly. I mean,
he's a great runner.
Yeah. He was second in the...
No, he won the MAC, I believe.
He won the MAC?
Yeah. I can't remember all of that, but it's just... He's good, and I think he's a sophomore.
He's a sophomore.
Is that right?
He's a sophomore, junior at most.
Right? Yeah. He'll be back.
He's a stud.
And he's not going to get worse.
No, he's a stud.
I'm guessing he's not going
to. He's one of the kids that works at it, because I see him running everywhere.
He's not going to gain 50 pounds and lose 3 minutes off of his time. He's going to get better and better.
He's going to keep working.
You know, he's from, was that Bob's son?
Yeah.
Who's a competitor, so Bobby. You know that's.
He asked me to help him train. So.
Did he? I figured you'd probably work with him.
Did he ask you by asking you to stay
back
completely
to your
away from me?
Cross country days?
please stay away from me.
Coach Al, running your line over.
Send me some film of what you did, and I'll do the opposite.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
So. Yep.
So we're looking at, Bubba said next week we're going to get. Try to get Coach Niekamp in. We're going to get the senior boys in football before they start the tournament run.
Yep.
So we'll have a big week next Wednesday.
Yep. And want to definitely thank Sophia Rodriguez for coming over.
Yep.
And talking with us, candidate for
great job.
84th District State Representative. And we'll have her opponent, Angie King, on next week. It's just going to be one of those –
As Rocker would say, that wasn't her first rodeo.
No. She's
pretty good.
Yeah. She's been around plenty. She knows how to communicate, and she's
did a nice job.
Strong, and she brought us jambalaya and mild sauce, hot sauce, and the house chips from Casa Rodriguez.
Can't beat
so that was
it's all the chomping you've been hearing.
Yeah,
that's been us.
Yeah, a little crunching.
Loving her.
Been a lot of crunching.
Apparently, she could tell that the way to this guy's vote is through his stomach.
Through his stomach.
Yep.
Hey, she ain't
wrong. Good stuff.
So, Neil, that's all I got, buddy.
Anything else? I think we got her.
Yep. So, Friday night is football
Saint
at St. Henry.
Yep.
That's big, big deal.
That'll be a big deal.
And we can't even give a decent guess on how they where we'll be in the playoffs because – There's so many.
Nah.
If we win,
that'll be a Saturday.
Some years,
Saturday night or something.
One thing they don't post it till Sunday, but there'll be people that'll figure
somebody
it out on Saturday night.
One thing that we do know is that we'll be playing on the road.
Yep.
Yes.
On the road.
Yep. We will be playing on the road, and I think we're. Even though we lost last week, and I don't think we're afraid of anybody.
Let's stay away from the MACs for a little while.
Yeah, let's stay away from the MAC.
Just
number
for a
one,
while,
because maybe or maybe not, they're better than us, but we want all of us to go as far as we possibly can.
As far as we can get.
We keep adding to our stats of non MAC opponents,
it's incredible.
And I think we're like 90 and 10. 10 or something like that in the last 20 years. It's just an unbelievable number against non-MAC opponents in the football playoffs.
What did that Blazing game do? I mean, what did he injure?
I don't know. I did not hear anything.
I've never seen anything wrote down anywhere either.
So is he out for a while?
I do not know that. I haven't seen anything.
Hopefully not.
But I'm guessing, my guess was by today, if there was a real problem, we would have probably heard about it by now, but that could be completely wrong.
Yeah, that could be hard to tell.
Yeah, I do not know what his problem is, how far along he is in rehab.
It could have been something where in two days
you're over it, or it could be something that in 2 years you're over it. You just don't know. If it was really bad, you'd be seeing Facebook posts about
Sunday
let's
night.
Pray for him and stuff. But I didn't hear anything.
One of a kind auction.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about
big
that.
Big deal.
That's always a big deal in Fort Recovery.
That's awesome. I love
it. I was looking at all the prizes. Pretty neat. There's some neat ones in there.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff.
Tenderloins for a year. Count me in.
Haircuts for a year.
All the food. Count me in.
There's lots of that stuff. There's some really unique stuff. There's just...
Yeah, a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah, if you're thinking about, looking at some... I think they have 6 or 7... vacation getaway things.
Yeah, they got some getaways.
There's all kinds of stuff, and there always is.
Yeah, it's just really, really.
I love going to that.
Don't let Bubba bid anything for me. The last two auctions,
he went to.
Yes, he has bid on some. He put my name on it. He let me pay for it.
Well, congratulations! You're a winner.
I'm a winner.
He made you a winner.
Was it anything you could use? I'm sure Bubba drives a hard bargain, I'm sure it was a bargain for you.
It was a bargain.
It's 4 rounds of golf at Tartan Field.
Ooh.
So Bubba knew that if he bought it,
you were going to get that. He's going to get asked.
And I paid for it, that he would get asked to
Tartan
to
Field.
Go.
I don't know where that is.
Tartan.
Columbus.
Tartan Field.
That's a nice one, too, isn't it?
It is close to Dublin, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not Ohio State Scarlet and Gray, but it's one of those.
Yeah.
It's nice.
One of those really good ones.
Yeah, I heard.
Maybe not quite as good as Muirfield, but.
Yeah, probably not quite.
Pretty damn good, though.
Yeah. So, anyways, everybody, for insight.
Yep. For sports talk, we'll be back next Wednesday.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.